know it's been a few weeks since the Iowa State game, but what does it say about this defense that in that game and in other games this year that when you guys need to make a play, whether it's Folau or Logan Latuhi, that this defense is able to make key plays?
Yeah, I think it kind of just goes back to fall camp and how, you know, we kind of emphasize takeaways and all those things. And, you know, last year we led the nation, but this year we're still trying to emphasize getting those takeaways because, you know, to top best in the nation, you got to do something special. So I feel like when we constantly emphasize getting the ball and making plays, that just having people who are prepared and ready, they're always in position to just go out there and make plays and get the ball.
You led out with the pick six, and since then Trey's gotten almost one, and Folau also got you one. Are you due?
Yeah. Well, I got me one at Iowa and at Iowa State.
You did get that.
I'm due for sure. Hopefully get an opportunity this week to just go get the ball and show what I can do. I want to get one where I can run so they can see the speed. So,
what enables you guys to make these plays? I mean, what is it about this defense? Is it the calls? Is it just the mentality?
It's everything. I believe it's the calls as well as the preparation. You know, especially in my room, I can really vouch. You know, we've prepared a lot this offseason and just trusting in our technique and those people around us that they're going to be in the right position or coach is going to put us in the right calls to go make the plays. And so I feel like that's been a big help in our success in getting the ball and just making plays.
The big thing about any bye week is getting healthier. Have you felt that? Maybe some guys turn to practice that I haven't been out there for.
Yeah, I mean, we've been relatively healthy all season, so I feel like even now we're still very healthy and we're still ready to go.
What did you guys do during the bye week? Was it light? Did you have time off to just rest and recover?
Yeah, we had some time off. Had some practices, too, that were a little lighter. But, you know, the intent was still there, you know, making sure that we're ready to go this week. Because, you know, you could come off the bye 2 weeks. You can come off the bye and kind of lollygag, or you can come out ready to go and ready to fire. So I feel like that's been a big emphasis for us coming out this bye week.
What's jumped off the tape with Texas Tech, in particular the quarterback, Aaron Morton?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good quarterback. He can throw it well. I feel like the receivers are very good. It'll be a good matchup for us to really show that we're capable of going out there and making plays. And I'm just excited.
It's a big game, 10 a.m. start, really early for you guys, and obviously it's going to be nationally televised, ABC. What are your emotions going into a game like this and just being game ready and the challenges involved with that?
I feel like the emotions don't really change. I feel like every game, the emotions, you know, they're always the same. Just be ready, and when our time comes, go out there and make a play. You know, whether the game is the biggest game or whether it's just a little game that, you know, first game of the season, second game of the season, we're always going in with that mindset that we're going in there to dominate and win the game. And so I feel like with our team and just how we prepare and how we practice everything, that's always emphasized to just go out there and make plays.
How is the team preparing for the early start?
Yeah, just do some little things, waking up earlier, lifts a little earlier, breakfast club. So we're getting prepared. We'll be ready to go out there and fire off the ball.
What are the strengths right now from this defense?
I feel like just physicality and then, you know, just our ability to make plays and make change in the game, you know. There are many times where, you know, we may need a play or just something to get the momentum going in the game like Iowa State, and then that's where our defense thrives. We're able to go out there, make plays, get the ball, and just execute.
What jumps out on the film for this Texas Tech rush offense? They're one of the best rushing teams in the conference.
Yeah, they're...
will it be to stop them?
Yeah, I mean, I trust our guys up in the trenches. You know, we got some of the best in the nation. We have the best in the nation. So, I feel like their backs are very good. 20 is very fast, elusive. 8 is very physical, gets to do the hole. I feel like their O-line is very good and sound in their technique. I feel like almost... similar to Utah, I almost compare them, but I feel like our front is always ready to go out there and make plays and just play bully ball. So I'm confident in us stopping the run and making them pass.
Sailor Coug helmet, where would you put that amongst all the helmets you've worn here?
Ooh, I'll put a top five.
Top five?
Top five. Right, yeah.
Any other questions? All right.
Thanks, Evan.
Thanks, Evan.